Can we know people by the words they put on a page? Understanding someone's ideas takes time and study, but you literally can get a pictorial implication of some text by pasting it into Wordle, a text cloud toy that is the brainchild of IBM senior software engineer Jonathan Feinberg. In this episode of Celebrate Software Research at Watson, Jonathan talks about his inspiration for creating Wordle and his approach toward visualization problems.
This is the version of Jonathan Feinberg with a touch of laryngitis. I work at the Collaborative User Experience Lab of IBM Research. Wordle is not actually an IBM Research project. It is a project I did on my own time outside of work. However, the core of the visual part of Wordle, which is to say the word layout algorithm, is something I developed as a tangent while working on another project called DogEar, which is a social bookmarking engine. One of the ubiquitous features of social bookmarking is a tag cloud. A tag cloud is a layout of the most frequently used tags, tags being arbitrary text keywords that people assign to their bookmarks or by extension to other resources. It's kind of a gestalt or a gist way of looking at the work you've been doing or the metadata you've been creating. We've actually done some research here. It was an intern project, in fact, that gave an interesting result, which is that tag clouds do worse than even rudimentary lists of words for just about every cognitive test that she could come up with. It is therefore clear to me that tag clouds aren't really useful for navigation nor for gist, at least looked at scientifically. The tag clouds I saw at the time were pretty boring and, in my opinion, kind of ugly. One day, a blogger who calls himself Black Belt Jones put on the web a really simple but very lovely tag cloud that he had made of his own tags from the delicious social bookmarking engine. He'd represented some of the tags in different fonts, and he'd laid them out in interesting angles on the page, and he even had the dot of an I inside the counter of a G. And I thought, there's got to be a way to write a computer program to do that. Not too much later, somebody wrote a computer program that does some sort of automated layout, but it wasn't very smart. It had the words overlapping each other, which made them hard to read, and the typography wasn't good. Now, I work here at Q with a fellow named Martin Wattenberg, who is a great expert on visualization and has a wonderful aesthetic as well. And he's done all kinds of visualizations that feature tight packing layouts. I asked him how he did that kind of thing, and the answer was startlingly dumb. And in fact, all of my favorite work that I've done with Martin involves the stupidest possible thing that will give really good-looking results. What I'm doing with the text, which is fundamentally the algorithm that Martin gave me, is you basically throw stuff onto the screen until it doesn't intersect anymore. Of course, Wordle is a little more nuanced than that, but only a little. Long before Wordle, anyway, I was looking at tag clouds and figured out how to apply this throw stuff on the screen algorithm to the words. It was still pretty slow because words are complicated shapes, unlike circles or squares. And I couldn't find a use for the pretty tag clouds. So I made a thing for DogEar when it was still a research project that I called the Tag Explorer. And you'd click on something on the DogEar page and it would launch this Java applet that showed you your tags in a style that's kind of a proto-Wordle. It was only black and white because I hadn't thought of doing anything with color yet. And it was only a single font. The way Wordle determines the sizes of words is very crude. It's merely a count of the words. And then we throw away, by we I mean the Wordle application and myself, we throw away the most commonly used words in the English language. This is very crude, and I'm tentative about making any claims about whether Wordle is showing you anything about the meaning of your piece. But the word count seems to be enough to touch people and to surprise them about their own work and to give them some insight. My fear is that people are taking action based on the output of Wordle and making changes that maybe aren't justified when you look at the real work itself. This fear is what motivated me to describe Wordle carefully on the front page as a toy. I've learned so much on each project because typically I don't know what I'm doing in a certain milieu, and that includes technically. Whether I succeed or not, I'm always trying to find simple and direct solutions to technical problems. I'm very suspicious of and wary of large frameworks, general solutions that can then be twisted into specific designs. I guess the point of design is you figure out exactly what problem you're solving and then try and solve that problem through the use of the materials at hand. People have very grand ideas about architecture, but without a very healthy respect for the constraints, which include network bandwidth, disk speed, processor speed, the complexity cost of communications between disparate components, the limited ability of people to understand the information presented to them and to take action in a certain amount of time. All those things together must inform the actual design and execution of software systems. I'm interested in design and I have a respect for it, and I don't know enough about it yet, so it's kind of my life project slowly over time to apply those principles to my work.
You've been listening to Celebrate Software Research at Watson, an IBM podcast. The music in this episode is by a group called Church of Betty, and the guy on drums, that's Jonathan Feinberg.